Welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Xavier Lavigetto, OP, pastor and director of the Catholic community. It is the 31st Sunday in Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle C.
Times of acrimony and tribalism, it's so easy, so tempting to become narrow ourselves in our thinking, harsh in our judging, and sure of our own rightness. Yet the message remains: never forget that the other, even your enemy, is loved by God. Our first reading made that point. For you love all things that are, and loathe nothing that you have made. For what you hated, you would not have fashioned. You know, it's never truly Christian to pray that human justice be done. You gonna buy that? Let me say it again. It is never truly Christian justice. Truly Christian to pray that human justice be done. Sounds wrong, but our American ideal is distributive justice, giving to each what each person's actions deserve. So how many here want God to treat you as your actions deserve? Any takers? If God treated us as our action decreed, we'd be in really, really big trouble. And so we pray for the good of everyone, even those we detest. For God loves all things that are and loathes nothing that he has made. We pray for restorative justice. We pray that everyone be made whole. And when we pray this way, we begin to imitate God himself. Consider wealthy Zacchaeus, the detested tax collector. He was despised for being rich and demonized as a Roman lackey. Luke's Jesus has already told us it's impossible for the rich to be saved. Their possessions possess them. But Zacchaeus is worse. He is wealthy at his own people's expense. Well, maybe there's more to Zacchaeus. This little man's curiosity got the better of him. He just had to see Jesus. Imagine him running ahead of the crowd and doing the unthinkable by climbing a tree to glimpse Jesus. Now there's eagerness. Are you and I so eager? In that eagerness, Jesus recognizes incipient faith. Now it is Jesus' turn to do the unthinkable. Jesus, the observant Jew, invites himself to the tax collector's table. Jesus crosses the social boundary lines. He eats with sinners. Jesus has fondness for the wrong sort, it seems. He won't give up seeking. If you think about it, Jesus still eats with sinners. He eats with you and me. He crosses the boundary line still in this Eucharist. Heaven jumps down right into your hand. He does not merely eat with us. He makes himself our food, our drink. He takes up residency physically in us. What a strange God we have. He rushes to bring us salvation ever before we fully turn to him. Of course, the Book of Wisdom gives us a great explanation of God's thinking. You spare all things because they are yours, O Lord, and lover of souls, for your imperishable spirit is in all. Therefore, you rebuke offenders little by little. warn them and remind them of their sins they are committing, that they may abandon their wickedness and believe in you, O Lord. Which of us has not known God's patience? In his gentleness, God is patient with us even in our folly or rebelliousness. Because of that, how dare we demonize anyone, for they always remain the object of God's love. Zacchaeus was demonized. He was a sinner. And no wonder the people grumbled against Jesus when he invited himself to Zacchaeus' table. And that word grumble is no accident here. It's the same word used in Exodus to describe the people's grumbling against God. It was a word of rebellion. And yet Jesus makes despised Zacchaeus a model for every one of us. He is a model, for he received the Lord with joy. How many of us can say we received the Lord with joy, or is it just simply passing? You know, we take so much for granted. If you don't savor it, if you don't drink it in, how will it touch you? The alive Christian is always thankful. It is a Eucharistic heart. And if you think about it, thankfulness is the ground that gives birth to joy. Zacchaeus is a model of goodness. But that part of the story is lost in a very poor translation. When the people grumbled about Jesus going to Zacchaeus' home, Zacchaeus stood his ground and spoke up. God knows we need more people to take a stand and speak up without hate. Our text says he stood there and said, "Behold, Lord, up to half of my possessions I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything, I shall repay it four times over." Our translation makes it seem as if Zacchaeus is making a promise to do something in the future. Not in the Greek. Zacchaeus stops the procession to his house and gives a spirited defense. He points to how he has been acting all along. A better translation would read this way: "Lord, I am already giving half my possessions to the poor. And if I've discovered I've cheated someone of something, I make fourfold restitution." Zacchaeus has been mindful of others and their need. He has repaired the damage he might have done. He goes further. He follows the strictest interpretation of Jewish law by paying fourfold, 400% restitution. Zacchaeus is better than his wealth or job suggests. It was his goodness that set the stage of his heart for joyfully welcoming Jesus. We live in divisive times. On every side of the political and religious divide, the gap is widening. We wage war, assuming the other is stupid or selfish, avaricious or malevolent. We want to make the other one the loser. Christian gentleness is needed now more than ever. Where are the Zacchaeuses of our day who have a habit of rolling up their sleeves and doing good, of practicing restorative justice even for those they dislike or those who dislike them? I am convinced that if we withhold harshness and commit to direct acts of goodness, we will find that Jesus has invited himself to our table. Gentleness is the best offense against fear. Practicing virtue, the only ground for building a better tomorrow. And a loving presence, the only way of changing hearts. Christians don't pray for human justice, they pray for restorative justice. And with this baptism, we enact restorative justice. For where, in fact, we should have been the connecting link to God himself. God himself now comes in the person of Jesus to connect us to the Father, to connect these children to the Father, to make them sons and daughters of the Father. so that everything that is done to these little ones is done to the Lord Himself. Salvation comes. Our task is to be that gentleness that invites it, that virtuous person that can recognize it, that active person that makes love into action. Isn't that a great home for a child to grow up in?
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glauber, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at web.stanfordcatholic.org or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.